Thank you for listening to a recorded worship service of Gaiman Mennonite Church.
Our church is located just outside Adamstown, Pennsylvania.
We hope this service points you to Jesus, and we invite you to come worship the Lord with us.
Gaiman Mennonite Church.
Enjoy the service.
Good morning. Welcome to our service today. I think we are ready to begin. Good to see everyone here today. We're going to start by singing one verse from memory of How Great Thou Art.
As we're surrounded by God's, some people call it God's second book, because inspiration is creation around us. I invite the ushers to come forward as we're surrounded by His creation and a wonderful place to worship Him in His creation. I invite you to worship with us as we give you tithes and offerings to the Lord this morning. Father, we are grateful and thankful for this day and for the beauty around us. Your natural creation, your human creation, as we share together with brothers and sisters in you, what you bless us with. So as we offer our tithes and offerings this morning, we'd be an act of worship before you, as we love you and dare to serve you today and throughout this week. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Would you please stand and join us for some singing?
There's a children's message, so any kids who want to come up front, there's some blankets up here. You can have a seat. This is summertime, and something that happens in summertime with some families is that people go on trips. Did any of you go on any trips this summer? Go any place? Where did you go?
Spruce Lake.
Spruce Lake. Oh, that was a lot of fun. Anybody else go somewhere else?
I went to Philadelphia yesterday.
Philadelphia. That sounds fun. Well, we're going to do a quick little imaginary pretend trip. So I need one or two of the older kids to be a leader for a train, okay? You can stand up, you can stand up, and stand right here, face that way, put your hands on our shoulder. Okay, everybody else line who wants to go on a fake pretend trip, you can line up right behind them, and the train's going to leave in about 5 seconds. So if you want to go on a short little trip, you're just going to go around the group and then come back here, okay? If you don't want to go on the trip, that's okay. And the train's ready to leave. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, go ahead, train. They're going around the circle. They'll be back here soon. Here comes the train coming into the station. Woo, woo. Looks like we got off the track a little there. Okay, you can have a seat. Now, I don't think I ever went on a trip on a train, but I usually go in, what do we usually travel in when we go places? Yeah, our cars, or sometimes an RV, or sometimes a airplane, or sometimes a motorcycle. Yeah, that sounds fun. Or maybe a boat. In a little bit, Lydia Musselman is going to share, and part of when she shares, she's going to show some pictures on the screen. There are some different ways that they took trips there. I think I saw a camel. I think I saw a hot air balloon ride. You look for different ways that they took trips. Well, in the Bible, there are some people that we read about that took trips. And one particular guy, there are a couple that we think of most, but Paul was someone who took trips. And he wasn't taking a trip just to go on a vacation, just to go to the beach or to the mountains. Why was Paul taking a trip? Why was Paul taking a trip?
To preach about God.
Yeah, to tell people about Jesus. He was telling them, and you can look at the pictures on the screen, he was telling them, because it just recently happened and some of them didn't know about it, that Jesus died on the cross for their sins, and that he rose again. And if they believed in him, they could be forgiven. He was telling them about the Bible, and those are ways we think of the Bible now, in a book or maybe even on a device. The Bible, how it was God's word and it was true. Now, when we go on a trip, if we go far enough away, what do we notice about the people? If you would go to another country, what do you notice about the people there?
They may speak different, they dress different, and they have different customs.
Very good. They might speak different or dress different or have different customs. Did you want to say anything?
Have different hair.
Different hair? Yeah. So their faces might look different, like on these pictures. They might dress differently, like some of you said. Well, that kind of happened for Paul. He was going to different places. He was telling them about Jesus, about God, about the Bible. And the people acted a little differently. And there was a church, a group of people kind of like us, that had sent Paul to tell them about Jesus. And some of the people from the church that he was sent from said, you know what, those people in those other places, they need to act like us. Maybe they need to dress like we do. Maybe they need to do the things that we do. And that was really important. And this caused a problem. Have you ever had a problem with maybe a brother or sister? Nah. Yeah, okay. Thanks for being honest. So sometimes when you have a problem, then you have an argument and you have to figure things out, right? You have to either say you're sorry or ask for forgiveness, or maybe you need to give a little, or they need to give a little, or mom and dad need to help out. But you have to figure it out. You have to work it out, right? Well, that's kind of what the church did. Paul came back to this church and he told them, you know what? These people believe. They believe in God. They believe that Jesus died and that he rose. I don't think we should have to make them all wear the same stuff we do or have to do all the things that we do. They can believe the important things. So let me ask you a couple questions. What do you think is most important? Do you think it's more important to love God and to love people or to dress like we do? Which one is more important, to love God and to love people, or to dress like we do? What do you think? Yeah, I would agree with you. How about the next one? I think I have three of these. Do you think it's more important to believe that Jesus died on the cross for our sins and rose again, or that we all speak the same language? Which do you think is most important? The first one, what do you think? Yeah, you're both right. Believe that Jesus died on the cross for our sins and rose again. That's more important than all of us speaking the same languages, right? Which is more important? Read and do what the Bible says or eat the same things we do? You're having a fellowship meal, right? So you got to eat the right stuff. Which is more important? Yeah, read the Bible and do what it says. So when we take a trip, and when Lydia shares about taking a trip, she was with people that did a lot of things differently. And maybe sometime when you get older, you might take a trip. And maybe part of your trip might involve telling people about Jesus or trying to be a light for God and His love. Remember what the important things are. There's one question as you go back. I want you, if you can, to try and remember to ask your parents. Okay? And here's the question. Tell me, this is what you're going to say to your mom or dad. Tell me about a meaningful trip that you had. Okay? So what are you going to ask them?
A meaningful trip.
Okay, someone else? What are you going to say? Tell me about a what?
A meaningful trip. fun trip.
A meaningful trip. Say, Mom, Dad, what does meaningful, what does that mean? You're not sure? Full of meaning, yeah. that it was important, that it was good, that when they look back on it, they say, wow, that really felt good. Like, I'm glad I took that trip. It was important. There were good things that happened. I felt like God blessed it. It was a good trip. Okay? Tell me about a meaningful trip. All right? Thank you. You can go back to your seat.
Yeah, I'll do it. Maybe I'll pray for you and then.
So Lydia Musselman is here to share about her experience in the Middle East. You were there for how long?
3.5 months.
Yeah, so it was not just a little trip. It was a significant amount of time. So let me pray. And Father, thank you for your love for us. Thank you for this day. Lord, we gather here today because of you, because of Jesus Christ, because you died on the cross and rose again, that you offer us forgiveness. Thank you for each person here. Lord, you know each one of us. I pray that you would connect with us, not just today, not just in a group gathering like this, but each day, throughout the day, we would be seeking you, would be looking to you, would be looking to your word. God, I pray that you bless this group of people. Thank you for Lydia being willing to share today of the experience that you led her in. I pray that you bless her as she shares. Thank you for the people of all nations that you want to draw to yourself. I pray that you would just be in our minds as we experience her journey a little bit through her eyes and through the things on the screen. And I pray that you would be honored and glorified in Jesus' name. Amen.
Okay, so as I said, I was in the Middle East for 3.5 months, from January 13th to the end of April. And we followed pretty much all those paths that are on the maps on the screen. And the trip was more than just biblical studies. It was culture, history, all of that. But to, you know, keep it short, I'm just going to focus on the biblical journey that we did. So in Egypt, we focused on the hospitality and refuge that Egypt is portrayed as, except for the story of Moses in the Bible. Like, Abram and Sarah were welcomed in Egypt and provided for. Joseph, Mary, and Jesus came to Egypt to hide from Herod. One of the prophets also came to Egypt for refuge, and one of the disciples, I believe, as well. And we also were welcomed and filled with hospitality when we were in Egypt. Right when we stepped off the plane, our tour guide came and gave us all flowers, foods, guava juice, and just like welcomed us with big open arms. And he stayed with us the entire time in Egypt. On the screen, I have some pictures from Mount Sinai, which we climbed, and the Orthodox Church in Cairo that is on the site of a fountain that Mary and Joseph drank from, allegedly. There's this picture that we saw everywhere that is Mary and Joseph with the pyramids in the background. And the Cave Church of the Coptic Orthodox Church, it's in like the center of Cairo, up on a mountain where all the Coptic Orthodox Christians live. And it's a big open amphitheater cave that can house like 2,000 people, I believe. Like, it's crazy. So then we went to Jordan, and here we focused on the Israelites' journey in the desert. We stayed with Bedouins who still live in tents and cook over fire and stuff like that. We rode camels, and we visited Petra, which I don't know if any of you know, but if you see in Indiana Jones, the third one, that's the big stone building cave thing. And we also visited Mount Nebo, which is the mountain that Moses died on. And from there, we could see across into Israel. Then we went to Israel-Palestine, and we stayed with Palestinian Christians for 3 weeks in Beit Zahor, which is the suburb of Bethlehem. Beit Zahor in Arabic means the home of those who watch over in the night, the shepherds. And they have a really beautiful chapel that is dedicated to the angels and the shepherds who came to share the good news of Jesus' born. We visited many, many historical sites with the organization there. We hiked through Wadi Kilt, which is the Valley of the Shadow of Death. You follow an aqueduct the entire way to Jericho, and you can see like the green hills and everything that David probably would have walked on. That's where the shepherds lead their sheep. We also went to the Church of the Nativity in Bethlehem, which is a really, really big church, and you can actually go down to where Jesus was allegedly laid in the manger. So after our time in Beit Zahor, we went to Efrat, which is an Israeli settlement, and we spent Shabbat with a conservative Jewish family, and we like learned their traditions, and my family was very open to questions, and they asked questions about like the Amish and Mennonites to me and my friend. And we asked questions, and it was a really good growing, learning time with them. Next, we went to Jerusalem and stayed at Jerusalem University College, which is on Mount Zion. And we traveled all over Israel, visiting all the archaeological sites. And we went from the Golan Heights, looking over the Damascus Road and Mount Horeb, all the way down to Beersheba, where Abram and Sarai lived. We went from Caesarea on the west to Jericho and the Jordan River on the east. We went pretty much everywhere. And it was so amazing to like read and learn about the biblical stories that we read in church and Sunday school and everything, but actually be there and see them and picture them. One of the ones I really remember was, I think, Tel Dan, which is a archaeological town. But you could look over the valley where, like, the Philistines would have been camped and see where David would have fought Goliath and picture that, how it would have happened. And our professor explained to us how the Israelites would have been up on the hills as, like, a last stand, and all the Philistines would be filling the valley, and that's how it would have happened. Next, we had our free travel, and me and most of the group went to Turkey. And like the big biblical part here was we stayed in Antalya, which is a natural harbor, and Paul visited there. You can see it in Acts 14. They went down to Antalya. And this is still the same harbor that would have been there at the time of Paul. Then we came back to Israel and stayed on the Via Villarosa in the old city of Jerusalem. And here we focused on Jesus' story. And we spent a whole Saturday just going to all the sites that Jesus did go to in the last 24 hours of his life. So we went on top of the Mount of Olives, the Garden of Gethsemane. There's a church that is dedicated to Peter denying Jesus three times. We walked that entire way, read all the scriptures, and kind of meditated on it. And we also walked the Via Dolorosa, which was very interesting because after going to the actual historical sites, walking the traditional sites that like are all like allegedly had happened was it wasn't as moving to us as most of the people that we saw singing and dancing down the street from our house. Then we went to Nazareth and stayed there and worked at the Nazareth Village, which is a first century style village. And you wear like first century garb and everything. And we performed the Easter story for 15,000 people over two nights. That was amazing. Our one friend, he was Jesus for the story, and he was crucified nine times, and he said each time was like so moving. We also walked the Jesus Trail from Nazareth to Capernaum, and this was built in like the historical, like when Jesus left Nazareth, when he was run out of town by the people of the synagogue. So that took 4 days, and we stayed at three different places and visited historical sites along the way. Then we went to Athens and Rome and Corinth. And this part was amazing. Just like, I've always wanted to go to Europe, so it was really great. We went to like all the pagan historical sites, but were given kind of things to think about as like, what would it be like Paul living in, you know, a town of pagans and trying to preach the gospel? We stood on the, I think it's the Areopagus or something like that. It's the Rock of Ares that the Senate met on in Athens. And we read that story on there. In Rome, we got to go to the Vatican and see the Pope. And we went to pretty much all the cathedrals in Rome. I mean, we probably missed so many because like every street you turn down, there's another cathedral. And that was really cool to be in these big, beautiful cathedrals with all the murals and everything. We went to the Colosseum, but we were given something to think about, that the first century Christians would have been held there and killed there. So we couldn't really enjoy it as a big historical stadium that it is. We could see down in the prisons because the floor isn't there anymore. And it was a very sad time. I really didn't enjoy going there at all. thank you for all your prayers and support. We definitely felt them. We really weren't scared the entire time. We didn't have issues with security or any big problems. We definitely felt your prayers and God's presence the entire time. If you have questions that you're wondering or think about, you can definitely email me or talk to me or leave a note in the mailbox or something, and I'll get back to you. And I have a video that was put together by one of the girls on our trip that kind of like shows you the experience we had.
It's a special day for the youth missions trip. They leave today, and we're going to have a special prayer time for them. Travis is going to lead. So if you're involved in that trip, I'd invite you to come forward.
You guys want to I would invite everyone else as well, if you can, if you're able to stand up and just raise your hand as sort of a sending for these guys. I don't know if you guys are, after watching that video and hearing Lydia speak, if that makes you guys excited to go or not. That kind of would make me excited to go. But let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you for this group here this morning. We just come before you to bless them and send them out in your name, Lord God, that you would challenge them, help them to grow, to be stretched for your glory, Lord God, for your name. We pray that the people that they would interact with would see you in them, that they would just radiate your love through their lives into the lives of the people that they interact with this week, this coming week, Lord God. And I pray that they themselves would just set their minds on you, Lord God, and help them to love you and love people and not look at the outward appearance, the dress, the way they act, the way they look, whatever, Lord God, but to just know that each and every person that they interact with is an eternal being that you love and you care for, Lord God. And we also want to just ask for safety over each and every one, Lord God. Your hand of safety, your hand of protection over them. And we pray that they would just sense your peace and your joy as they go from here. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
You can be seated. And just a few announcements in closing. If you would be able to help put the picnic tables back after the service. There's four rows of them, so four rows. That would be great. I think that the pool and the water slide would be available if you're interested in that. The way it works with pavilion rental groups is we need to get a ticket. So Steve has those tickets, so if you want to get wet in that way or go at those spots, ask for a ticket from Steve. This tonight actually starts the Backyard Kids Club Bible School in the Grove, so just a reminder about that, and participate as you're able, or if not, if God brings it to your mind to pray about, I invite you to do that. The following week, not this coming week, but the following week is our Acts of Love Summer Lunch Program, the week that we are participating. So I brought the sign-up sheet along for that, which is Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. If any of you would be available kind of midday for an hour or two to help, that would be wonderful. And I think I'll have a prayer for the meal now, and then whenever that gets all ready and the pavilion gets set up, and the kitchen committee says it's ready to go, you can just start. Thanks for being here. Remember that as God takes you different places on trips and brings you in connection with other people, just like Travis prayed and was shared that may they know God's love and may we care most about that. So let's pray together in closing. Thank you, Lord. You are worthy of all our praise, our worship, our lives. God, thank you for the opportunity you give us to connect with others on this earth. We're only here for so long, and I pray that we would care about the people that you bring us into contact with. Help us to be a light in our words, in our deeds. And as we fellowship today around a meal, around the camp here and the pool and whatever, I pray that you would bless this group and each of us individually and together, that we may be your disciples. In Jesus' name, amen.